All right, we're back live.
Okay, all right, great. Is the recording on, Joan?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay, great, thanks. All right, the open session of the Board of Directors of the University of Texas, Texas A&M Investment Management Company is now reconvened. Today is September 20th, 2018, and the time is now 10:28 a.m. During the executive session, the board deliberated individual personal compensation matters, but no action was taken nor decisions made. No vote was called for or had by the board in executive session. The last item on the agenda is in tab 3 and relates to the UTEMCO budget for this fiscal year. Britt, will you please present the UTEMCO budget?
Yes, sir, I will. The I've spent time with each one of you over the last month or month and a half, and you know, through those conversations, which I greatly appreciate, the common ground that we came to was that the budget that we had originally proposed was too high at 25% increase, and that there was a request to lower the budget to a number that was closer to that, you know, it would reduce the budget by $2 million, which would, so what you're looking at here is a $2 million reduction to what you saw earlier when I discussed this with most of you individually. If you look on, just as a reminder, I'm on the page that it's 22 in my packet, I don't know where it is, on the overview of funds. Page three. Just a reminder, this $44 billion structure. It's up. You know, the assets under management are up $4 billion over the last year or so. Over the last 5 years, are up $15 billion. Now the organization has also grown during that period of time. And you know, we're going to be talking about kind of a one-time larger budget proposal than will be typical, and I've talked to each one about it specifically, so that none of this should be a surprise. But just to begin, just to remind everybody that even with these proposals, our basis point costs go from 9.3 to 9.8 in terms of service cost, and the average of our peers, as best we can tell, is anywhere from 12 to 22 basis points. So, you know, even with these increases, you know, we're still well below the average of our peers in terms of basis point cost. So we're in the lower cost producer category. On the next page, the 2018 review and 2019 proposal, if you look at bottom pane is what we're talking about today. We're talking about the UTEMCO services proposal. So the prior year was 37.1. The proposal for this year was 43.8. The number that we had originally showed you was over $2 billion higher than that. So it's been dropped down to this number. That's a $6.7 million increase, or 18%. If you look at the following page, you know, you see basically the bottom line in terms of where this increase is coming from, rather than complicate things. You know, we have over the course of the year, we've hired new capabilities in the CEO, asset allocation, stable value hedge funds, which are part of the the stable value portfolio, a deputy CIO, and we're preparing for a strategic partnership. So that of the total increase, that's 4.3 million. The rest is the normal amount. And it's changed employee compensation. It's four additional employees. You know, we'd originally requested a higher number, but we've agreed to these four. And you know, a modest amount of we'd ask for $800,000 for contractors, but we lower that to $200,000. You know, in this particular package. So those are the primary, you know, components of the increase. I don't know that we necessarily need to go over the next page, which is the driving factors, because I just discussed them. Answer for them if you want to. The capital budget, which is the second item, forecast to be 13 million, came out to be 17 million. It's like building anybody's house, it's always a more expensive thing than you realize. But for the coming year, you know, that drops to practically zero. And there's only $263,000, you know, allocated to this particular area for the coming year. On the next page, the annual fee and allocation schedule. This is where you see where the basis point costs go, and where you see in the right-hand corner the new 9.8% number that would be the new number for the our budget if this is proposed. And then the final sheet is the one that I mentioned earlier. This, you know, the one that, you know, that everybody, we all want perspective on, you know, is this high, low, or normal? And it's, these are very difficult numbers to come from, to come by, because most of these institutions are private and they don't disclose them and things like this. So we have two things that we can offer up. You know, one is, you know, they're at the top, that Cambridge did an anonymous survey of, and it included 9 of our 20 peers, and the exit and their reported average expenses were 22 basis points. That was this year. A couple of years ago, the Congress asked certain of these funds that are here on this list to present before Congress, and in that category, you see the internal basis points costs. Columbia has had a very high number. They also had the best returns, but with Columbia it was 17.9, without Columbia it's 11.6. So our proposed budget has been reduced by $2 million. It's primarily due to the new capabilities that we have. And, you know, the rest of it is fairly generic compensation adjustments. And at the end of the day, you know, with everything being made, even though the adjustment is 18%, you know, we're still well below the industry average. That concludes my presentation.
Okay, thanks, Britt. Any questions for Britt on the budget? Okay. Well, Britt, nice work on working with the board on trying to get this as to be as low cost as we can potentially be. I think, you know, our 9.8 bips is admirable, at least as it looks relative to our peers. So that's a metric that we need to continue to manage to, I think, for a very long period of time. I think to a little bit in keeping with our previous discussions is, it would be interesting to see kind of over time, what does the 5-year plan look like in terms of budget and G&A and FTEs? And I think the board would be extremely pleased if we could. And so every year, this is just a, you know, it falls within a plan,
right,
a vision, versus up, down, sideways. And so I think you ought to get the staff to really work on that 5-year plan as to what's the budget going to look like over the next 5 years with all the FTEs and costs and G&A, and then how would that projection of AUM and how that's going to relate on a fee basis, how many bips is it going to cost us? And that'll make us all, I think, feel very comfortable about the process.
Yeah, we agree, and we've already actually started on that kind of thing.
Wonderful. Okay. Any other questions or comments for Brett or the budget? Okay. May I have a motion to approve the 2019 budget?
Rob Rock, so moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the resolution is approved. All right, any other business comments
questions for Britt or staff?
Britt, this is Ray Nixon. Just thank you for your hard work and the whole staff on the budget. I know it's a very difficult process, and we appreciate you being frugal as possible.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.
We really appreciate the returns. That's even more.
Yep. All right. Well, let's count on Mark to continue to help us out.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, look, job well done, Britt. Thanks. And thanks, Rich, and all the staff. Appreciate all the hard work you guys put in. So with no further business, I will adjourn the meeting. The time is now 10:39 a.m. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.